Religious far left object to, quote, science, unquote, voodoo. May 12, 2006. And this is Simulator reporting to you for on news. Miskatonic University, Arkham, Massachusetts. The fourth annual VuSci SatCon, or Voodoo, Scientology, and Satanism Conference, met today at a creepy rundown mansion owned by a guy who looks like Vincent Price on LSD. High on the agenda was the issue of scientists, and if they're trying to horn in on the action. Someone with an unpronounceable name from Cameroon voted head loony for the day, issued a statement signed by all present. Quote, today we see so-called rational people doing science voodoo, and frankly, we're a bit miffed. Raising the dead, necromancy, fancy pants mancy, female circumcision, taking poor deluded people for all the money that they have, that's our province. Science has no business fooling around with powers they know nothing about, unquote. Representatives from Togo, Benin, Nigeria, and Haiti made up the Vodun, aka Voodoo, delegation. Scientology and Satanism were represented by David Miscavige and a surprisingly dapper L. Ron Hubbard, freshly risen from the grave. Umbanda, Kimbanda, and Kambole, religions similar to Vodun and found in South America, were jointly represented by Che Guevara and Carlos Castaneda. Carl Sagan, also freshly resurrected, responded to the allegations by saying, quote, let me tell you about quantum physics, unquote. This reporter said, quote, no thank you, I have loony people to interview and my publication has no interest in facts, unquote. Mental giants of science, such as John Hutchinson, discoverer of anti-gravity or the Hutchinson effect, had much more interesting things to say than Sagan. Quote, sure, they caught me using strings on a documentary film, but does that stop me? No, I persevere. It's clear to all who listen to me that the Hutchinson effect, in conjunction with the Casimir effect, using zero-point energy as a complex matrix of forces, will result in the ability to create zombies without the side effects of pufferfish toxins. Why won't they listen? Why? Unquote. Bleeding edge zero point energy researcher Chaim Yankel weighed in on whether science is stepping on toes by responding with this email sent back in time with ZPE technology more than 1 year ago. From Chaim Yankel, dated Saturday, January 8, 2005, 1:44 p.m., subject, ZPE energy device. I, too, have been working on a ZPE machine that absorbs the energy of ZPE, amplifies it, and rectifies it, making a modicum of free energy in the process. It uses a wire container for the ZPE, an energy extractor module. The resultant ZPE energy is then amplified and rectified for energy production. Signed, Chaim. When asked what this has to do with anything, Mr. Yankel said, quote, just take one look at this device and tell me it's not working. I dare you. Speaking to this reporter on condition of anonymity, Chris Mooney, speaking on pseudoscience and good manners, said, quote, what exactly is a modicum, unquote. This has been Simulator, anonymously reporting for On News.